would choose fire or freeze, Ryan?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably freeze, I'm thinking, but
it sounds
I don't
less
know.
Miserable. I don't know. It depends on which one happens faster, pretty much. So,
yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a science teacher.
I'm Cheryl, and I slept through science.
Each episode, we'll tackle a science question you may have learned in school, but can't quite remember or fully explain.
And I'll take the risk of asking the dumb questions so that we can all understand the science we slept through.
The bell has rung. Let's get started. Welcome to lesson 78. We are in our deadly solar system unit. Cheryl, last lesson, we talked about the sun. We started sort of in the center of the solar system. And I
sure
figure
did.
We can just kind of move our way out. So if we're starting at the center, what's the next closest object to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury, the first planet closest to the sun. What do you already know about Mercury, Cheryl?
Well, Ryan, I know that it is the closest planet to the sun.
Oh, that's so excellent.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you know that.
I know that I don't think it's that big. I think it's smaller than Earth.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it probably goes around the sun in less time than it takes us to go around the sun.
Okay. Yep.
Because it's closer, so it'd be like a smaller little loop going on there.
We call that an orbit. Yep.
Mm-hmm. and I mean, even what we were talking about last week with like getting closer to the sun and getting hot and everything, I'm guessing it's just super hot on Mercury because it's way closer to the sun than we are. So it's probably like blazing up. Like you'd probably die of heat stroke real fast there.
Okay.
And that is about the extent of what I know about Mercury.
Okay. Do you know what it looks like on Mercury?
No, I don't.
So when you picture Mercury, what do you picture in your head?
Okay. So on any planet, all I picture is like a desert, just like flat, boring, other than like a storm on Jupiter. Other than that, I'm just picturing like.
What color?
Red for some reason. Okay. But is it because I'm grouping it with Mars?
Could be.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm thinking of red with Mercury. I think there are some planets I think of a color with, but I don't know if it's accurate with Mercury. I feel like it's one of the planets I probably know the least about, actually. Like it's not one, I don't know, it's not as popular. What were you saying?
I said you haven't been there yet?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't checked that one off the list yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, you think that it's smaller than Earth, it is closest to the sun, you know that, it's maybe desert-like, you're not quite sure what color it might be red, but that might be Mars, you think it's pretty hot?
Yeah.
How do you think you might die if you were on Mercury?
I think it'd just be too hot for us. I think we'd die of heat stroke.
Okay.
Probably because it's closer to the sun. So I'm guessing like closer to the sun is hotter, further away from the sun gets colder and colder. And so I'm guessing it's just like the wrong temperature for us there because it's way too hot.
Sure. And it definitely can be really hot, but would you be surprised to know that you could actually freeze to death on Mercury?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, is that the question that you want us to get into?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Why would I freeze to death on Mercury? That's my question for the day.
Okay. Why would you freeze to death on Mercury? Well, let's see what you can figure out on your own here first. Knowing that it is possible to freeze to death on Mercury, what might make that a reality?
Okay. So my first thought would be, like on Earth, there are parts of Earth where you could die of heat stroke and there are parts of Earth where you could freeze to death. So I'm guessing like maybe there's a poles situation going on there where like maybe on the sections of Mercury that are not like getting that direct sunlight as much just based on like the angle that it's rotating. not revolving, rotating, right? Because the planet itself rotates and then we revolve around the sun. Mm-hmm. Did I get those right?
Yep.
Yes.
You got those right. Yes.
So that would be one thought. I guess another thought would be, like, if there's a weird angle that it's facing towards the sun, like, is the other side that's not facing to the sun, like, is it a different amount of time? And so then it gets really cold on that side. Well, like, in Alaska, there's times of the year where the sun just goes in circles, and then there's times of the year where they barely see the sun. So is there something like that where, like, there's a side of the planet that's, like, not seeing the sun very much, so then it's just getting too cold on that side of the planet?
Okay.
But then also I wonder if, similar to, like, we talked about last week with, like, if we were the same distance to the sun as Earth is, but we were just in space, we would freeze. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, is there something to do with the atmosphere there that isn't, like, protecting you as much? So even though you're closer to the sun, if there's not the same, like, layer of protection, like, that we have in our atmosphere, then maybe the whole planet's just always too cold.
Oh, okay. Because it's, do, like, you think it's space. The whole planet then?
It might be. These are my guesses.
Okay. And what do you think the atmosphere does?
It's like a blanket.
Okay, like, tell me more.
Keeps some insulation in.
Keeps insulation in.
It, like, insulates us.
What does that mean?
now we discover how much I know about insulation. Well, like, okay, if Earth didn't have an atmosphere, I think we'd all freeze.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking that maybe the atmosphere, like, helps, like, if the air warms up, then it, like, keeps it in place, as opposed to just, like, well, space doesn't have any air. So we wouldn't even have air. So then, like, because if our atmosphere just disappeared, then the air would, like, disperse through the whole universe and be non-existent. And then we'd be the same temperature as it is out in space. So I'm guessing air helps with, like, regulating temperature somehow.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that the atmosphere might be, like, some sort of, it's like being in a house. Like, it's a different temperature inside your house than it is outside.
Mm-hmm.
For better or for worse, as we're in a warmer month right now. But, you know, and so maybe it's like that, where, like, it kind of keeps a temperature a little more stable than whatever's happening outside.
Okay. And you think that's what an atmosphere does? And then you sort of talked about this a little. One of the things. Okay. Okay. Way to hedge your bets there. Do you think Mercury has an atmosphere? And if so, how do you think it compares to the Earth's atmosphere?
Well, I have no idea if it has an atmosphere. Okay. But if it rotates pretty similarly to Earth and has poles, but if you're telling me, like, even if you were on, like, its version of an equator, that even there you could freeze to death, then my guess would be, well, then maybe it doesn't have an atmosphere like Earth does.
Okay. But do you think that it's that it doesn't have an atmosphere that's composed the same way as the Earth's, or you don't think it has an atmosphere?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know how to make a guess like that. That's honestly, for me, it would be like a 50-50 guess between those two. I just don't know either way, really, about it.
But regardless, you think the atmosphere is playing an important role in...
Yeah, I think so.
...temperature regulation on the planet.
Or lack of...
Or lack of temperature regulation, or lack
an atmosphere.
Of
atmosphere. I don't know. It depends on if it has one or not. On any planet, I think if there is an atmosphere, that's one of the roles it's playing. That's my guess.
Okay. As usual, Cheryl, there are a lot of pieces that you already have with this, and we can build on that. Yeah.
That's exciting.
But there are quite a few things that you don't know. Not necessarily that I would say you got wrong, but there's some really unique things about Mercury that I think most people probably don't know, and that can factor into the answer to your question about why you would be able to freeze on Mercury. Let's just start with what Mercury looks like, since we were kind of picturing that. Basically, yeah. Picture the moon, and that's kind of what Mercury looks like. Okay,
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of grayish white in color from what we would see, and lots of craters on the surface.
Interesting.
Just like the moon. Yeah. It is smaller than the Earth, so you're right there.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it's 2.6 times smaller than the Earth is.
Oh, yeah. A lot smaller. Okay.
A lot smaller. Yeah, it's a lot smaller. Just as a side note, I'm going to link this in the description later, but NASA has an excellent website that has lots of information about our solar system. It's solarsystem.nasa.gov. A lot of the stats and things that I'm getting, I'm pulling from there, but it's a great website that has tons of resources if you're curious about this planet or any of the other ones we end up talking about in our solar system. It would be a great place to go to try and find some more information. So
cool.
Just wanted to mention that. One of the things that you talked about was perhaps something related to being at the poles of the planet. Just like here on Earth, you know that we've got the Arctic by the North Pole and the Antarctic at the South Pole, and those areas are a lot colder. And so maybe that could be an area where you can freeze. And that's good thinking overall, although it's not quite that simple. The part of the reason why the poles are so cold on Earth, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is because the Earth's axis is tilted, which you probably knew that.
Yeah.
Right? It's tilted. Yeah. And the way we talk about it is compared to the way it orbits the sun, it's tilted by 23.5 degrees. All the planets have a tilt of at some amount. None of them are at zero, but Mars is at 2 degrees.
Wow.
Which is almost no tilt, practically speaking. What that also means, you also talked about how there are parts of the year where the sun never sets and parts of the year where the sun never rises. Mm-hmm. Those happen at those extreme times where the tilt of the Earth is pointed more or less directly away from or towards the sun. You're not really going to have that on Mercury because it has almost no tilt. It's going to be relatively even at the poles.
Interesting. Okay.
So that also means that the angle, which was the next thing you mentioned, the angle at which the light is hitting you also doesn't vary. It does matter. And the angle, you're right, the more direct the sunlight is, the more energy you're going to collect, which means you potentially could heat up. We see that on Earth as well. Same thing is true on Mercury. However, the atmosphere, which was the third thing you mentioned, is actually the biggest factor in this whole thing. So you were right about that. Yes. Okay. And Mercury does not have an atmosphere.
It does. It just doesn't have one.
No. It technically has something called an exosphere, which is, I know, you're like, wait a minute. It's the energy from the sun can actually cause part of the surface of Mercury to vaporize. And that gets kind of blown up into space around it, but it's really, really far away from the surface and doesn't act as an atmosphere in the way that we think of an atmosphere.
That's so dramatic. It has this layer because of the way the sun's like hitting the planet.
Mm-hmm. Because that's there's no so atmosphere weird. To protect the surface of the planet from the sun.
Wow.
And it's so close.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you were also right in thinking that you could die from being too hot because Mercury is super, super close. If you are on the side of Mercury that is facing the sun at a particular moment in time, you could experience temperatures of about 800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa. So like a lot hotter than the equator here.
A lot hotter than the equator
here.
Wow.
Yes. That's what I'm picturing when I think about the planet that's closest to the sun is like extreme temperatures.
Yes. Yes. And it is. And that's true if you're on the side facing the sun. But as soon as you are not in the path of the sun, which means either you're on the night side of Mercury, the side that's facing away from the sun, or if there's a particular crater or mountain and you're in its shadow, which means you're also not receiving any light, you would be experiencing temperatures of negative 290 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
There is a huge swing in temperatures for the exact same reason, the lack of atmosphere. Like you talked about, the atmosphere does insulate, which means it traps heat energy on whatever, on both sides of it, actually. It can keep heat in, but it can also keep heat out. Mm-hmm. So what that means is there's nothing to reflect away any of the sun's light. So all of the sunlight reaches the surface of Mercury because there's nothing to block it. And that can heat it up incredibly up to 800 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, really hot. But if you are not directly in that sunlight, there is no air to spread that heat energy around into areas that are in shade. Think about on Earth, people say it's cooler in the shade, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technically, the air temperature is exactly the same in the sunlight or in the shade, but you are hotter in the sunlight because you're receiving those light waves and your skin is absorbing it. Whereas with you're blocked in the shade, you're not. But when you step into the shade, there's still sunlight that reaches you because it bounces off of parts of the air and the atmosphere, and the air is moving. So even though it's not being heated, the air next to it is, and it can move around. And so that all gets spread around. Well, on Mercury, you don't have that. So you step into the shade of a mountain or deep into a crater, or you're on the night side, there is zero source of heat at all.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I want to visit Mercury anymore.
It's no longer on your list?
No, I don't think so. That just like sounds really unpleasant. Like you wouldn't make it through the night. You wouldn't make it through like an hour.
No. Well, okay. So here's the next thing that technically doesn't answer your question, but I think is incredibly interesting and is related to what you're saying about make it through the night.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you think Mercury orbits the sun faster than the Earth does because it's closer. Yeah. And that it's completely true. It takes 88 Earth days for Mercury to go around the sun once.
Okay.
Right? It takes us 365, right?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So that checks out for kind of what I was picturing. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense. So it's moving faster. It's got a much smaller orbit. All those things are true. A Mercury day is a little bit more complicated. Technically, it takes 59 Earth days for Mercury to rotate on its axis all the way around once. So you'd say, oh, okay. So it's like 59 days, which by the way is way longer because it takes us 24 hours.
Oh my gosh. So a year is like less than 2 days long on Mercury. Mercury days.
Yes. Well, ish. Yes, but. Okay.
So, Where is this going?
So in addition, that's how long it takes Mercury to rotate once all the way around 360 degrees on its axis. Okay. However, as it's doing that, it's also revolving around the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes so long to do that and it's moving around the sun, that means for any one place on the surface of Mercury, the amount of time that it would take to get from one sunrise to the next sunrise is 176 Earth days.
So it would be like a couple Mercury years of one or the other, like either day or night.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And in addition to that, I want to show you a video clip of someone who is one, more qualified, but two, I think does a better job of explaining this. This is from a YouTube channel, which again, I will also link in the description. But have you heard of Crash Course on YouTube?
Maybe, possibly.
It's amazing. They do all sorts of, technically they do science and like history and English. They have all sorts of different areas. And it's basically, it's a crash course on whatever these topics are.
Cool.
And they have, often they have experts come in and host them. There is a crash course on astronomy. It's really, really good. And it's hosted by my favorite astronomer, Phil Plait, who I actually got to meet just a couple of months ago, which is very cool.
You did?
I did. He was in Seattle for his new book and was doing a book signing. And so I drove down to Seattle just by myself and got to go hear him talk.
That's
and
so it was sweet. Very cool. I love that.
It was
that.
Very cool. Yeah. Maybe I'll give you a picture that I got a picture with me and him, and maybe you can post it on our social media or
something.
Yeah,
we should post that. Yeah.
But anyway, he's going to describe a little bit about what this plays out, and there's a little animation for what it looks like,
cool.
What it could look like on Mercury for you to experience this.
Oh, cool. And as Ryan's pulling this up, I'm going to plug our YouTube. If any of you are just listening to our podcast, thank you for listening. Also, check us out on YouTube where you can see my jaw drop as I hear about how long one day lasts on Mercury, but also see this video that Ryan is getting ready to share.
Mercury's elliptical orbit, together with the 2-to-3 spin to orbit ratio, make for a very, very weird day on Mercury. If you stay in one spot, it takes the sun 2 Mercury years, 176 days, for the sun to go around the sky once. That's because if you're on the side of Mercury facing the sun at one perihelion, the other side will face it 1 year later. It'll only be after the second year ends that you're facing the sun again. But it gets weirder. Mercury's spin is constant. It doesn't speed up or slow down. However, its motion around the sun is faster at perihelion than aphelion. At aphelion, Mercury's spin is a bit faster than its orbital speed, so the sun moves rapidly westward across the sky. But at perihelion, Mercury's motion around the sun actually more than compensates for its spin. So the sun appears to stop in the sky and actually move backwards for a few days. Then, as Mercury pulls away from the sun, its orbital velocity slows down, and the sun starts to move west once again as the planet's rotation dominates. If you're at just the right spot on the planet's surface, this means you could actually watch the sun rise, slow, stop, set again, then rise again. And you think time zones on the Earth are a pain.
That is so goofy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really funny. Oh my goodness.
Just a side note, he referenced, he's using a couple of terms that you probably didn't know, aphelion and perihelion. You don't need to know them, but basically they're the point in the orbit where you're the closest to the sun and the point where you're the farthest away. So that's all that means.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
That's so funny. It's like the sun like changed its mind or something.
Yeah.
It just wanted to go back to bed for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, actually, I don't like this part of the sky. I want to go back to where I was before. I'm going to back up and let's try that again.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness. What a weird planet.
But cool, right?
So cool. Oh my
goodness. Except for the part that's 800 degrees hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's just, it's really, it seems like a really dramatic planet because it's like you're either going to burn or freeze. And it's really, really long days or nights and no atmosphere. So there's no air. So you'd also be suffocating, right?
Of course you'd be suffocating. Without a spacesuit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a great tourist destination.
No. I don't know. And it seems kind of boring there too. So like.
Not a lot to do.
Yeah, I think I'll skip it, but you know, good to learn about it for sure.
All right, if you say so. Now, Cheryl, it's time for your Mercury quiz.
Well, I already visited it, which means I'm dead, so I don't need a quiz. That was my best excuse, but that wouldn't work because all of these planets are going to kill me. So,
well, yeah, that's kind of the point of the whole unit. All right, let's start with, what does Mercury look like?
The moon.
The moon.
It has craters. It's gray and white. It sounds pretty boring.
You're not super excited to go. Got it.
No.
Why don't the poles on Mercury have extreme light and dark like we do on Earth?
Because it's hardly tilted at all on its axis.
Axis,
only 2%?
Yep. 2 degrees.
2 degrees. Yeah. That's right. Degrees and percentages are different. Yes. So less than 2%.
Yeah. Nice job. Does Mercury have an atmosphere?
No. It has some exosphere.
Uh-huh. Exosphere. Yep.
Yes. Which sounds fake and not helpful.
Well, could be. It's definitely not helpful for staying alive. Okay. What does having no atmosphere cause on Mercury's surface?
Extreme temperatures, because there's no insulation. And so if you're in sunlight, it's very, very hot. And if you're in a shadow or on the other side of the planet that's not facing the sun, then it's very, very cold because there's no air to help kind of move that heat around and keep that heat in and protect against the extreme heat.
Okay, and that kind of also answers the next question. Would you fry or freeze on Mercury and why?
Depends on if you like lounging in the sun or the shade.
Hmm.
Yeah. Would you choose fry or freeze, Ryan?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably freeze, I'm thinking. But
it sounds
less
miserable. I don't know. It depends on which one happens faster, pretty much.
So, yeah. I don't really want to do either of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. What is interesting about Mercury's day and year?
The day is longer than the year.
Day is longer than the year.
It doesn't rotate as quickly as our planet does. So even though it technically rotates in less time than its year, it continues to face the sun for longer, well, parts of it. And so it's just like not keeping up with itself.
Just not keeping up. Yep. Yeah. Because it's also revolving around the sun.
Yeah.
And that's what messes it up. Yeah. Great. Look at that. You're an expert on Mercury.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Let's go die on Mercury.
I'm actually going to vote for no on that one.
Well, now we know how to die on it. So
now you know how you could. So if you're looking at Mercury, now you know what your options are. But we still have a whole big solar system to look at the other ways that it could kill you. But for today, that's all we have for the lesson with Mercury. So why don't you pack up your stuff and get ready for my closing remarks. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Slept Through Science or on Twitter at Slept Science.
If you have dumb science questions like I do, please send them to us. You can email us at islepttheirscience@gmail.com or you can even send us a voice memo and we'll play it on the podcast.
Please rate and review our podcast to tell other people what you think about it. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode and share about our podcast on social media.
Thank you to Beth Reed Miller for the artwork. You can check out more of Beth's artwork at Beth Is Something. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.